The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric Range.
Yes, I was only kidding. Describing you as a Washington correspondent, although you have been effectively, yeah.
I feel like one of the locals now. When I left yesterday after the show, I walked back to the hotel. It was a good 30-minute walk or thereabouts, and I was on the phone to my mother, as I always am. But just looking up and seeing the White House in the distance, seeing some of the architecture, as I said earlier in the show, there's parts of it where you kind of forget where you are. There are a lot of brown buildings and so on. But as Ciara said earlier on, you are in the heart of the action. This is where a lot of the big decisions and the big
news
stories.
And even this week we're in the heart of the 100%. Action, because so much has gone on in Washington this week alone.
Yeah. Absolutely. Tell us, Elon Musk versus OpenAI is your main tech story of the week. Tell us more.
Yeah, this is... So there's a serious side to this, and then there's also a bit that has me on the edge of my seat. This is my version of EastEnders. This is proper goss. There is real entertainment to be had. As you guys have been going through the show today, I've been following a live blog because Elon Musk is in the stand at the minute. He is suing OpenAI, which is the parent company of ChatGPT. Elon Musk was originally involved in ChatGPT and OpenAI. He invested around $35 million in the development of this technology. And they had this notion of using AI to save humanity. That was the vision. It was originally built as a not-for-profit. Elon Musk then left. Sam Altman, who is the CEO, has become the public face of this company. And they have gone from strength to strength. They are now for profit. They have done very lucrative deals and are in partnership with Microsoft. And Elon Musk is now saying that OpenAI has gone back on its word. They've turned what was a charitable and not-for-profit endeavor into a profit-making machine. He is suing them for over $130 billion because OpenAI has gone back on their word, essentially. He has stressed, however, he doesn't want the money for himself. It will go to the OpenAI charity.
But back on their word to who? I mean, who?
To him. So he's saying he invested all this money because AI could either turn into the Terminator or it could be the thing that saves us all. And so he wanted AI to be a not-for-profit. However, when the CEO and COO saw the impact and the excitement around it, they then turned it into a for-profit company. And so they're saying that they owe Musk not only the money that he invested, but also significant damages because they voided their agreement.
Okay, so what's happened so far then in the twists and turns of this case?
Well, so far we have seen, so Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, is in the court. He is sitting there with the masses. Elon Musk has just retaken the stand in the last hour. He spent a good while up there yesterday. He was saying, and I love the drama, lads, he said that this was a betrayal of Shakespearean proportions. How outrageous is that? He has also showcased some emails, some various bits of information that will showcase the initial agreement, the initial vision, and what has changed ever since. As I said, some of the language here is quite dramatic.
It really is. Quite dramatic as well as that beeping sound we're hearing on air. We will deal with that in the next few seconds. Just try and ignore that sound.
It's tech issues during the tech item. I've scheduled this just so you all
Do you
understand.
Think that they're doing this on purpose to us? Because this is like maybe Elon Musk watching us?
No, I've scheduled this to happen so that you keep me around. This is what it is.
The puppet master. You're not the Washington correspondent.
You're the puppet master of the heart.
We have tried turning it off and on again, and it has worked.
as ever.
Telling you.
We're so techie in the tech slot.
There you go. But what I would say to people is the outcome of this case, aside from the dramatic side of things and some of the sort of inflammatory language, the outcome here does matter, because not only is OpenAI one of the most significant AI companies in the world, and what they do next will have consequences. Elon Musk is putting forward that this is also going to set the tone for Silicon Valley charitable endeavors going forward. If something that starts out as a not-for-profit can never then turn into a profitable business, that is going to pose serious headaches. So look, it is one to watch, not just for the drama and the goss, but actually the outcome really does matter here too.
Before we let you go, of course, Jess, we are here with thanks to Ireland Gateway to Europe.
Yes.
And there's lots of exciting stuff going on.
There is. So the delegation has leapfrogged to Delaware. So they are going to Delaware this afternoon. There is a CEO lunch. Again, they're just getting really good insight as to what's going on the ground. Then we, of course, are going to Philadelphia, which is very exciting. We are going to meet some local businesses there. I'm going to be chatting to Enterprise Ireland about the supports they offer Irish companies that make the leap over to the US. So there is plenty. Obviously, as well, all of the conversations around the 250th anniversary of the United States. So there's plenty more to come over the next few days. But it's been a busy week so far.
Okay, Jess, your tech tip for this week has kind of a travel vibe to it.
Yes, and it's something that we all did together as a family on Sunday in Dublin Airport, and that was get an eSIM. I'm a huge fan of GoMo World. I think it was £20 for me to have 25 gigs of data. It just takes all of the stress, all of the panic, and all of the bill fear out of the equation for €20. So GoMo World is what I'd recommend.
I was still glad you were there to show me how to turn off the original SIM.
My whole week has just been solving tech issues.
Can I say I wasn't here on Sunday, so I haven't managed to do this yet.
I'll do it for you after the show.
I had an
eSIM. Please
tell
me you've turned off data
Stop,
on your phone.
Stop. I had an eSIM. Shane's jaws just dropped. I had an eSIM in Thailand last year because I was away with my children,
yes,
who said, "Oh, Mum, get an eSIM." And I looked at them blankly. And they did it for me, so I need a Jess this morning. But also your tech rec.
I've been listening to you over the last number of days as we've been travelling. Lines of Inquiry. This is actually a Go Loud original podcast. It's presented by John Sweetman, who's a former Garda detective. If you haven't listened to it, I'd highly recommend it. He is talking through some of the most famous and infamous cases that have occurred in Ireland. There was a fantastic one the other day about the very upsetting and shocking murder of Rachel O'Reilly. Detailing the importance of the forensic units, but also the power of the detectives in An Garda Síochána. It's a brilliant podcast. The episodes run from 45 minutes to an hour, and I would highly recommend it.
That sounds just amazing, Jess. Thank you for that. We shall be chatting to you, no doubt, over the coming days.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.